Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5-7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5-7. Now he that hath brought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the eagerness of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. I'm going to use this one of the shortest verses in the Bible, verse 7, which said, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And hopefully I can preach a short sermon on that. Somebody said, "I'm a long-winded preacher." Well, I have not wondered myself yet. I asked Brother Shields to pray for the Word of God tonight.
Lord Jesus, again, we're so thankful. Lord, Master, for the mercy and all your blessings. We're thankful, Lord, for this privilege to get here tonight. For your presence, we felt. For these friends and loved ones that come, we ask your blessings upon them. Bless this messenger tonight, Lord, as he delivers his heart and soul. Anoint ears to hear and hearts to receive. Somehow, Lord, tonight, just let us touch you. For the need of the hour is what's lost and dying and troubles the world. You have mercy and do a quick and a mighty work. Count us worthy, Lord, to keep all these things that's coming. Hide us behind the cross now, keep us under the blood, and let your will be done. We praise you and love you for it in Jesus' precious name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Let me be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now I feel a little bit confident. Not like the first time I came here.
All right.
Praise the Lord. You might have been wondering what happened when I was stranded in this break and the police came. I think I have to tell you next time I come back.
All right.
We can see it.
Some of them don't know the story
I'm talking about. Well, just like this. I'm from the Philippines, and our temperature there ranges from 70 to 95. Constant. Never goes down from 70, never goes up from 95. Sometimes reaches to 100, but never exceeds from 100. And we have very fine weather. And I don't know whether the cold weather here can turn water into ice. Because if you tell that in the Philippines, the cold weather here can turn water into ice, it will just have the ice big and be looking at you like you're crazy. Because we only know ice in the refrigerator, in the freezer. Then when I got here, I saw water turn into ice. So my eyes got big. Then one day, when it was cold time, I'll take a bus to Vicksburg, going somewhere there to pick me up. And the bus arrived at Vicksburg bus station at 11 o'clock in the evening. And the bus station was closed. And no one was there to pick me up. And the temperature outside is 28 degrees. And I had no jacket, but just a jacket like this. So I put on two more jackets, and I called the police. I said, please come and help me.
I'm not used to this weather.
And the police said, well, I'm so sorry, because we don't carry people in our car who are not criminal. I tried my best to explain to him that I'm not used to this weather. And he also said, I'm so sorry, still we can carry you. So, I heard that, and I thought about some mean people in the United States, you know, kind of people, and then the answer like that was just a thrust and a shock to me, thinking that the United States people are really always scared. But anyway, it was shaking and shivering, and my nervousness was overpowering, but the whole really. I said, Lord, this is it. I'm going to die. But just when I got into my pocket, Brother Melvin, I found a match. And, thank God, the trash can was sitting beside me. So I got into the trash can, got out some papers and cardboards, and built me a fire. Then the fire was shooting forth above, and the smoke was going to the sky. The police came. the story. The police came. The big let's go to the Word of God. From the 2nd Corinthians, chapter 5, verse.
Did you move the
table? I can't answer that. Maybe I have to talk to him. Well, I didn't go to the jail. I didn't go to jail. The jail didn't like me. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
All right.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Right.
And I'm preaching on the subject, the seeing eyes of faith. The seeing eyes of faith. See, faith is the basis of our living for God, really, as I've explained to you last Thursday night, that everything we do in relation with God has to be done by faith.
Right.
Anything outside of the sword will not be acceptable to God. Or the Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh of God must believe. I told you that some people ask questions about God, and when they do, then they found out they did not understand it, and so they just don't believe God. That's why there are not many educated people among us today. There are not many lawyers, doctors, professors, because when they try to use logic and philosophy in dealing with God, then they won't accept what their rational mind have come to reason with their questions.
Right.
So the Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe.
Yeah.
Of course, a proof that somebody created us is the universe so vast, so big. Science said there are 1 million galaxies. And one galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, this is our galaxy, and there are billions of stars in our galaxy. And that nearest star is 4 light years away, and that is, if you go there, you have to travel at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles a second, and you arrive there after 4 years. And the farthest star is 30 million light years, and you go to the farthest star at the speed of light, and you reach there after 30 million years. So thus this faith is that it is endless. There's a ceiling up there. Because if there will be a ceiling, then the next question would be, what is beyond it? So, the proof of our existence here is telling us that somebody powerful enough has constructed and created this. Right. It's God. But then when we come to the knowledge of God, we cannot just legislate God by our rational mind.
Right.
The only way to know God is to believe in Him.
Right.
One professor who does not believe in God wrote it in the blackboard. He said, God is nowhere. But a boy there who was a believer of God took the W from the now and attached it to the here. So, took the W from the where and put it from the no. And so it reads, God is now here. So it's just like that. So simple. Faith is our purchasing power to God.
Right.
So that's why Jesus said, if the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? See, sometimes we forget faith. We think faith is just for the Baptist. Faith is just for the charismatics. But really, in order for us to continue serving God, we need faith.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people backslide, not because they don't love God, not because they hate God, but because they just simply lost their faith.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And I think I'm right. On this subject tonight, you see, faith is a lot of times misunderstood by some people. If I'm right in saying that they misunderstood it, of course, for their own right, to think it's right there. Like for instance, Ephesians 2, 5-8, we say we are saved by grace, and it is by faith, not of our work. And they said, faith does not necessitate work. They said, well, faith does not need work. Because when faith becomes work, then it's no longer faith. Thinking but believing is just sitting on the bench and waiting for God to do it. And you say, that's faith. What should you do it when you only believe God? And because if you do it, then it's no longer faith. It's already work. So a lot of people ask God for things and they pray. And yet, they just wait and say, God, what are you doing? Didn't you say that if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we could command and disband him and be then removed from him, and it shall be done? And some people try that. I remember one story that one of our pastors said, and there was a man who had great faith and said, I have great faith that is even bigger than a mustard seed. So, there was a mountain in front of his window, and it was a bother of him, because he could not just see through over the mountain. So one night he prayed. He said, Lord, I'm going to give this mountain to be transferred to the other side. So, he rebuked it at that night. And he said, I command you, mountain, be thou removed from his and be transferred to the other place. Both the wheels and went to bed. Tomorrow morning, the mountain is gone. Then, as he goes to the window very early in the morning, he slowly opened up the window and behold, the mountain was still there. Yeah. And so he said, just what I thought. Really, I don't think that God is going to mess up with the mountains anyway. fooled there because there would be a bunch of confusion. You would be seeing Moses fly above us all the time. Why Moses? The Christians are tremendous. Boy, you might command the Philippines. I will. I will command the Philippines to be transferred there to New York. But I don't think God is not understanding. God does not have a sense of creation. You see, He has full laws of nature, whereby our living is being governed with. Whether we like it or not, there are laws of nature that we have to come by.
Right.
Amen. If you jump from the cliff, you will not fly above and surely fall down. And fire is hot, ice is cold. Just like that. And God just put it there, and where our life will be governed and dominated for us to live. And if we understand the laws and the principles of nature, what life and nature has to say to us, then I think that we can have peace in our heart and we can just understand what nature really is saying to us. Praise God!
Hallelujah.
Now, the seed, faith of a mustard seed, it does not say little faith as a mustard seed. Sometimes you say faith, just a little bit of faith. We think that a little bit of faith is just like a mustard seed because the mustard seed is little. The way you understand it, it does not really mean to say that it's little. Because Jesus rebuked his disciples sometimes of having a little faith. So, well, a little faith does not really justify us as saying faith, just a little bit of faith. We sing that faith, just a little bit of faith because we're referring to the mustard seed. But I think that Jesus was saying that the mustard seed, hallelujah, got life in it. That when you plant it, it will grow.
Right.
That mustard seed has life in it.
Uh-huh.
It's not big. Has life in it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So faith has life in it.
Yes.
I talked to one pastor and said, oh, I'm waiting for God to answer my prayers. What's your prayer? My prayer is for God to send 100 souls to my church. Well, that's a good prayer. But your faith may give you the wrong answer. Praise the Lord. Now, I could, and it would take me very long to explain this, citing all of these instances of people, they believe that faith has not to need to work, you know, they just wait. And yet, there are also people that think they have faith. And so they just blunder about the things that they think that I can do it. You know, without understanding, without any direction. And so someone feels the call of God. I'm called of God. I have faith. I know I'm going out. Regardless of what the pastor is going to say. As a matter of fact, in Korea, there were three young ladies who were crossing the river. And the river was overflowing at that time. The current of the river was strong because it had just recently rained. And these believers believed in God. So why, if Peter was able to walk upon the face of the sea, then we could also cross this river. God will make us walk over this water. Hello. And so the reason with an understanding that God is able to do everything. And some people prevented them from doing that, but they will not be prevented. They said, well, we will cross the river because our God is alive. That was faith enough. So they crossed the river, and the third day their bodies were found. All there. Then we were asked, God, how come these people believe? The Lord is not healing us. Of course, there are some mysteries in God that you and I don't understand. But faith tonight, I am going to try to preach something maybe that has not been known by someone here about faith. When Paul said, we walk by faith and not by sight. In saying this, he was referring to our walk with God, our services in church, our reading the Bible, our obeying the Word of God, our life. Paul said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Everything we do in Christian living has to have the walk of faith. For Paul said, we walk by faith, not by sight. The sight here doesn't really mean that because we walk by faith and not by sight, that we will go around with our eyes shut and mask. It's just imagine a church full of people, hallelujah, coming into the church with all eyes closed. And you would ask them, brother, why are you closing your eyes? And he would say, because I walk by faith and not by sight. My brother tried riding his car and he fell into the ditch. And he would say, why did you fall into the ditch? What happened? I closed my eyes. Why? Because I walked by faith and not by sight. Of course, the sight that is being spoken of here is that the literal seeing of our literal eyes. It says that we do not walk according to what we see.
Hallelujah.
Not by sight.
Right.
According to what is happening around us.
Amen.
And if we get this, then we will not be disturbed and be perturbed of what is going around us. Inflation, war, and nuclear weapon buildups, and all of these problems, death and diseases around us, we will not be disturbed if we will understand that we don't walk according to what we see around us. We just walk by faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Of course, problems do occur as far as existence of our life is concerned. Then we do not live for this world. Our body does exist, but our living is in the spirit. Amen. Now we reason sometimes why someone has to get sick. It must be funny and you might not like it, but sometimes I believe that the reason why sickness has to come is because it is appointed that the man wants to die. And that must be some reason or causes for one to die. And one of these is through sickness. Amen.
Amen.
Well, one is getting old, is already 80 or 90 years old, and he had a heart attack or a sudden seizure, and you would be asking Brother David, what is he having all these strokes and these heart attacks in his brothers? Well, he's old. It is appointed that a man wants to die. And somehow, someone has to go get sick and die.
Uh-huh.
Glory! Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
But you see, in our living for God, we have a certain command that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
In our body, we have five senses. Sense of hearing, sense of touch, sense of seeing, sense of smell, sense of taste. All of these we use to communicate with the things outside us, with our environment.
Amen.
We see, we hear, we feel. Amen. Then Paul says we are not governed by these sights, by these senses.
Right.
Paul is saying that we have another kind of walk.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
is only beneficial to the spirit. Walking by faith also means it will be beneficial to our body. Because our body houses the spirit.
Yes.
And God wants us to live in a good life while we are living here. Amen. And in living, he'll be peacefully and joyfully in this life. It needs to have a walk by faith, which affects our spirit and our body also. Because if we don't use this medium of walking, using our sight, then if problems arise, then we will see all these problems, all these wars, and all these tensions, and all these anxieties around us. We don't know how to live, we will become nervous wrecks.
Right.
So Paul is saying, we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. Walking is living.
Right.
And in saying that we walk by sight, or we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith, it also means walking. We walk also, but not according to what we see, but what? By faith. And faith, I think, really sees. Sometimes we look for God without direction, without purpose. Without a goal, without something to reach. We just exist in church. Because we are Christians and we have chosen to live for God and come to church. And so we just exist there without really having some purpose and direction and goal to reach. Now I believe that when you believe, when you walk by believing, when you walk by faith, you see ahead of you, although it is invisible to you as far as the material eyes is concerned. But still you see.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's how we live. That's how we live for God. And when we stop using this medium of believing and seeing, then we lose faith and we stop serving God.
Right.
Because you lose, hallelujah, the ability of having vision and seeing that which is of our law.
All
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You will see the clouds, the rain, the storm, and you will be affected. Now, I'm not talking about the literal storm. I'm talking about the trials, the hardships, the problems, the wars, the common attacks. You see, trials does not benefit God. Sometimes we ask God, why does he need to try us when he knows our dreams? But you see, in trying us does not benefit God. It benefits us.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why trials have come, because it just benefits us. It strengthens us. It makes us know where our strength is. Everything that we do here for God does not benefit God. Really. God is God whether we praise Him or not. God is God whether we pray to Him or not. God is God whether we believe in Him or not. He is so changed. But when we believe in Him, then something happens to us. When we praise Him, something happens to us. When we praise, something happens to us. Praise the Lord. It is always for our benefit. It is always for our own good. The trials come. Praise the Lord. You look for the good, not look for the bad. Sometimes people are oriented really to the negative things. That's why all we have around us are negative things.
Right.
Imagine we live day to day. We don't live for tomorrow, we don't live for yesterday, we live now.
Right.
Imagine a day will happen that all of that we see are the problems, the debts we have to pay, the hardship, the work, the job. We don't recognize that God has blessed us with good day, a healthy body, with a home to live, with a bed to sleep on. No, we just look for the bad things. Praise the Lord. Everybody say praise the Lord.
This is
boring. I think I'm lagging in what I'm missing.
Praise the Lord.
Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Someone before said this is the definition of faith. I think that the simple definition of faith, Brother Coleman, is faith is simply means believing. And Hebrews 11:1 tells us of the function of faith. Now, this tells us that faith is not a dead thing. Faith is not a sitting down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means that if we have a thing that we are hoping for, then there is faith. And that means if we don't have faith, then we don't have a thing that we are hoping for. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
That means that if we have a goal to reach, then we need to find faith where the faith is there. Because once you have a goal, once you have a purpose, once you have a motive, then faith is already there. For faith is a substance of things hoped for. But if you don't have a thing that you are hoping for, if you don't have a goal that you don't see ahead of you, then you don't need to have faith. Because faith is a substance of things hoped for. If you have faith, then you have a thing that you must hope for. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you have a thing that you're hoping for, then you have a faith, for faith is the substance of things hoped for. You see, if you know you are not going to live tomorrow, you just live right now, and 2 hours from now you will die, you won't need faith. Because you won't be living tomorrow. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. When you have a thing that you are hoping for in your mind, in your heart, then, hallelujah, faith begins to work and to operate. In the church today, we need miracles, we need revivals, we need souls. But sometimes we just don't make our purpose right. We don't have the right motive, the right direction, and we wonder why revival is not happening and faith is not functioning. You know why? Because you have got a thing you are hoping for, and that's why faith is not just working. You see, a farmer will plant because he is hoping for a harvest. And that desire of him to plant is a part of the faith that is in his heart. You see, when you have a thing that you are hoping for, then something within you gets excited. If you believe and you hope for to bring drums, and as you are looking at the drum, you are seeing Brother Teddy beat the drum real nice, real beautiful. And you see that, and you have that desire and that hope that you will bring drums. Hallelujah, something is going to build within you. You don't need to find it. There's already faith because you are the thing that you're hoping for. And that desire there, and that excitement there, will not cause you to sit down, but it will push you to try to play the drum, to try to beat it, because you believe. That means even if you have not done it, even if it's not there yet, it's already there because you believe. Or faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now sometimes we only wish. That's why we don't get the things we want to get.
That's right.
We say, we believe you're going to have revival, but you don't really believe because you don't have words.
Right.
You don't know what you want to do. You only wish. We wish we'll have revival. I wish I could play the piano. And believe in me, no wisher can go to heaven. Only a believer. Here's the story about the guy that found a lamp and rubbed it, and the genie came out, and the genie said, "Ask one And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to serve on that. Ask one of us. And the guy got so excited. He said, I was so glad we're here to see this. And the genie was gone, his wife appeared. Sometimes we just live in this. In it. We don't believe, we just wish. Oh, I wish I would have a car. I wish I had a home. I wish. You better believe it. For faith is the substance of things of hope. And that faith only receives and holds that we walk by faith, not by sight. In serving for God, we have a thing that we are reaching for. In serving for God, we have a thing that we are seeing ahead of us. Hallelujah. I will speak about Moses when he comes to the age. Hallelujah. To become, hallelujah, the king of the Pharaoh in Egypt. He said he chose, hallelujah, the suffering of Christ and endured seeing the invisible.
Hallelujah.
Endured seeing the invisible. See, when we believe in God, when we really believe in God, I said that we really believe in God, that He exists, He is real, He is there, He is love, He is merciful, He is God.
Hallelujah.
And that He made us, He created all these things, and if we really believe in Him, well, you will find yourself just sitting down on the bench. Come on now.
Right.
If you really believe in
Him. Right.
Something within you is going to operate.
Hallelujah.
You don't need to find it. You don't need to say, "No, I have it. No, I have it." No, you don't need to find it. The thing within you is already there, and you will begin to see God on your side. God is there touching you.
Hallelujah.
God in heaven be praised by His thousands of angels. Holy, holy, holy. You see His throne. Oh, He's invisible. You see Him. You see our enemy. And the reason why people just don't continue to serve God is because they just don't want to see our enemy. They don't want to see God. They don't want to see heaven. They don't want to see the reward. They are short-sighted. They only see the world. They only see the attractions of this world. They don't see beyond this world. Those that we walk by faith and not by sight. We are not the burden of the things that we see around us. We are not the burden of the attractions, by the entertainment, by the prosperity of people around us, by wealth and riches, by houses and lands, by the beautiful cars. We are not the burden of the beautiful buildings and the carpets of the floor. Hallelujah, the music we see. Our seeing is not according to. Hallelujah, we see with our literal eyes. We see we walk by faith. That means we don't mind the things that are around us. Hallelujah, we are not going to be able to. We see God. We see heaven. We are beyond the flesh. We see beyond the storm. We see beyond the trial. Eyes is temporal.
Yes.
Hallelujah, they're passing. But we see God according to the sight. But according to the things you see around us, there's something in it all that moves, sparking them.
Yes.
And you live in the of God. And you hope for God, you believe in Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. It's only faith that will make you know God.
Right.
It's only faith that you will be related with God.
Right.
It's only through faith that you can please God.
Right.
It is only through the faith that your own righteousness,
right,
that you're giving, that you're going to church, that your holiness standard, but it is the faith, hallelujah, that motivates all in all. It is faith that will motivate you to give, hallelujah, to give without, hallelujah, thinking of what you're given. When you give, you give to God. Eyes of faith that see far more than sight can perceive.
Right.
Hallelujah, so beautiful.
Yeah.
It has direction.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, it has purpose. It has a goal. It has a motive. For great is the substance of things before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you are hoping for something, then faith is already there. When you stop hoping, faith stops. When you have faith, you don't have a thing that you're hoping for. Otherwise, if you don't have a thing you're hoping for, you don't really have a faith.
Right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why people just stop. They lose their vision.
Praise God.
They lose their seeing. They have been blocked by sight. They stop seeing by faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:23. It says, when Moses was born, you know what the Bible says. I just want to, I hope you'll bear with me. I'll take a little bit of time. I know. Well, I've been granted this is a long-winded preacher.
Right.
I don't want to hurt my friendship with Brother Shields. You might not invite me again. Because I preach slow.
Hebrews 11:23 said, by faith Moses, when he was born, was given 3 months of his parents, because they saw.
Because they sow. Did it say in your Bible to the comma? Because it sow, they sow.
Something with the name sow. This is a prophet. They've been hearing about the deliverer that will come and deliver Israel from out of Egypt.
Alright.
And when that baby boy was born, they just saw it.
Hallelujah!
They perceived it. How many of you guys perceived it by me?
They hid him for 3 months. Until finally, they could no longer hide him. They have already hid him in the attic, in the basement, everywhere. And finally, the soldiers got really hot in pursuing this job. So, she didn't ask him. And don't tell me that she just made a basket and made a baby to float down the Nile River and said goodbye, whatever happens to you. The mother, son, she made a basket, pitched it in, pitched it out with peace, and put the baby.
And tradition said, Brother Roger, that the baby was made to float down the Nile River. I don't read it.
No.
Even if you read it in the Bible, it does not say that the basket was made to float, but rather it said that it was put among the clouds.
Where the daughter of Pharaoh would come down and take her back.
The mother saw how his son came out. been seen.
Praise the Lord.
So exactly as they believe in time. Because they know that the Lord of Pharaoh will come there. And as he opened the basket, Miriam went up and said, "Do you need a nurse?" "Yes, I know a nurse." And she got her mother to nurse the baby. And God intended not to be. Since the mother would teach him.
Not just
begin to be trusted with the warden. Then, when the butler was released, you know what he said? Don't forget me.
Right.
Tell the king, tell Pharaoh about me.
Because
a believer.
Yes.
It was a believer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No reason to go to heaven and believe the Holy Ghost there. You better have faith not according to the seed that you see now by your eyes. But what is happening around us? Don't you know the world is not getting any better? It's worse and worse it's getting to. Get worse and worse, bro. The children of God is a son. And as a thief, he's coming. Not to get the garments. I said, not to get the garments.
No.
Come to give the precious things. We are God's jewels.
Hallelujah.
Receive God.
Some
people will get away from serving God for the use. But oh my God, help me not to get away. Help me not. Help me not, Lord. But I always need the rapture. Thank you, great any moment from now.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're in the night. Hallelujah. Let me go past. Jacob was also a believer, a seer. Laban said, don't leave now. I know that I've been blessed because of your presence. Jacob said, I didn't get anything. I have worked for you. What do you want? And so Jacob said, well, go ahead and get all the stable, the ribs straight, and the striped, and the spotted sheep of the flock. Leave the solid black and solid white. And if the beard, spotted, ribs straight, spangled, striped, that's mine. Well, Laban was upset. He should have done it. Help with the solid black and white beard, spotted and ribs straight. But Jacob went big into God.
Yes, he
did. Right. Talk about superstition. I mean, you talk about superstition. Hallelujah. You know when you have a business? God wants your business to prosper.
Yes.
God wants you to be healthy.
Right.
God wants you to be successful.
Amen.
That's God's will.
Yes.
If it is not God's will for you to be healthy, then He should not have provided healing.
All right. Good. Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Right.
Yeah, man. He got some popular rocks, Brother Dunstan, and put some spots in there. Some rocks. Did you read the Bible?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He put all the popular rocks in front of the mountain where the sheep would drink, and he would cause the sheep to look at the popular rock. And before long, everyone of the sheep there was fighting and
screaming.
He's not going to happen! He's not going to happen! Why not? Why not? It is God's will! I didn't know how to sing before. I didn't know how to write songs. I didn't know how to play the piano. I didn't know how to play the drums. I didn't know how to play the bass guitar. I only know how to play the radio. Lord, I believe I can do that. So the faith was the substance. I saw it. It's possible. It's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
If you want to go to heaven, you can.
Right.
If you believe, you can.
Right.
Exactly.
Just don't wish. Believe it.
That's it.
Faith it in your heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And even the need for souls. Just don't. Wish for souls. Just don't wish. I wish there would be two visitors on Sunday night. Have a goal! Have a purpose! How many souls do you want to see next year? Well, I don't know. Well, I don't care how many God will send. That's why when next year I ask, I say, well, yes, all right.
good than Babies.
Yes.
For Babies, the substance of things of glory. You're hoping for souls, and you already have faith for faith, the substance of things of glory. You're already seeing people praying in the altar. Oh, you're rejoicing for souls. Why? They're having revival.
And so do we.
Glory.
You're not just saying, well, we can have 100 souls. Well, what will it cost you to do?
Yeah.
Well, if you believe you're going to harvest, you will not just sit down and do not plant. For the whole harvest will cost you to go and throw it on the ground and plant.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And the faith which is a mustard seed will grow.
Glory.
Hello?
So, 100 souls divided by 12 months.
How many souls a month? Well, about 5 souls. Maybe 4 souls. Four souls a month? 40? No, 8. Okay. About 9, say 8. 8 souls a month. Now you have narrowed it down.
See, to make it real, for the whole harvest will cause you to go and throw it on the ground and plant.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And the faith which is a mustard seed will grow.
Glory.
Hello?
So, 100 souls divided by 12 months.
How many souls a month? Well, about 5 souls. Maybe 4 souls. Four souls a month? 40? No, 8. Okay. About 9, say 8. 8 souls a month. Now you have narrowed it down.
See, to make it real, operation in nature is just like that. God has separated it from nature. That's why God made parables to make it a comparable.
Right.
So, 8 souls every month. So it's easier to say, Lord, 100 souls. We can have 100 souls. But they are down to every month. 8 souls. Why? 8 souls a month. So everybody has to look to 8 souls. And that faith begins to operate.
Right.
Right.
Faith is the substance.
Uh-huh.
And you already have a goal. Without a goal, you will be like playing a basketball without a ring to shoot to. You won't make any score.
Right.
For success is goal realized.
Amen.
Alright.
Hello.
Amen.
I'm about to finish. I gotta leave. I'm about to finish. Okay. Now 8 souls a month, divided by 4 weeks.
Divided by 4, so you have 2 souls a week.
Glory.
So that means you must eat 2 souls a week. See?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. I lost you.
Yes, sir, Lord. You know what we really need is a revival. We need souls. Revival of the church. In the church. And the church, sometimes when there's an evangelist that will come, sometimes the excitement is built up so high that when the evangelist is gone, it subsides down. Sometimes it's bad. But really, I see this. That the church should be capable of nurturing children in order for the children to live in the church. And the church is the people.
Okay?
So how should we do that? How should we get 2 souls?
Do you have faith?
Everybody has to have faith. Yeah! 2 souls! So 100 souls next year!
Well, let me teach you. Rather, suggest
each one humble them like one soul a day. Just one soul. And you really desire to get more than about this excited. Two souls a week? Why? 8 souls a month? Who? People will be hearing about that. 2 souls a week. So you may find one soul a day.
In 7 days, you are invited 7 people.
You're not preach. Some people don't like preaching. Just in time.
Right.
And they got cheers. Would you like to come? If you are sick, our pastor will pray for you. You'll be healed.
Hallelujah.
Try it. So if one will diligently invite one soul a day, in 7 days, you have invited 7 people. Granting that 50 people invites one soul a day. My goodness. 50 times 7, that will be multiplied. 350. Can you imagine that? 350 have been invited in 7 days. And if one out of 7 will come, granting one out of 7 will come, 50 souls.
Hallelujah.
The 2 souls that you want saved a week, it's possible now. But about 50, this is ours.
Well, I don't know. I'll quit.
Hallelujah. See, faith, that's the goal. Faith is the purpose.
That's right.
It's a thing of hope. Believe in the things that are not seen, it's already there. Faith will cause you to move. Will cause you to work. Have a purpose, have a goal.
Yeah.
Don't just exist. Don't just be likened to a piece of wood that's floating in the ocean without any direction. What you gonna do is me?
Oh God.
God bless you, this old stand.
God, what you got?
want to eat, you got to praise and believe in the love of me. You got to need tonight just lift your hand and get free. You got to love by faith, of the scale of the name. Keep up the scale of the name. Keep up the scale of the name. Everybody said, what I did. He was on the street, on the plane, he drove down to KC.